So this is introduction to doctoral studies in the University of Jyväskylä. My name is Tuula Oksanen and I am the graduate school coordinator. It's introductory lecture to orientation for doctoral studies, self-study material that is available at the graduate school website. And the purpose of this lecture is to give a brief presentation about the national regulations on postgraduate education and structure and organization of doctoral studies in the University of Jyväskylä Graduate School. Also, it presents some things to consider at the beginning of doctoral studies. The targets of postgraduate education are defined in the government decree on university degrees. So these targets are common to all Finnish universities. The aim of postgraduate education is that the student becomes well-versed in his own field of research and its social significance, gains the knowledge and skills needed to independently and critically apply scientific research methods and to produce new scientific knowledge, becomes conversant with the development, basic problems, and research methods of his own field of research, gains such knowledge and general theory, knowledge of the general theory of science and of other disciplines relating to his own field of research that enables him to follow developments in them, and gains adequate language and communication proficiency and other skills required in demanding expert and development roles and in international collaboration. The last one has been added quite recently to these targets, and it encourages the universities to pay more attention to the future employment of doctoral students. The government decree on university degrees also defines the requirements for doctoral degree. To be awarded a doctorate, the student must complete the required postgraduate studies, that is 30 to 60 study credits in the University of Jyväskylä, and write the doctoral dissertation and defend it in public. There's a document called Dissertation Requirements at the University of Jyväskylä that describes what the dissertation is, what it is, its structure and its content, and what is required from a doctoral dissertation. And also to demonstrate independent and critical thinking in the field of research. And that should be made visible in the doctoral dissertation. There are two important documents that describe the organization of doctoral studies in the University of Jyväskylä. First, there's the structure and general principles of the University of Jyväskylä Graduate School for Doctoral Studies, and that describes the structure and organization of doctoral training and gives the general principles on student recruitment, student guidance and supervision, degree requirements and teaching, doctoral degree funding and part-time doctoral students, and also describes the decision-making, preparation and responsibilities. And the other one is degree regulations of the University of Jyväskylä, and there's information about postgraduate study right, supervision, preliminary examination and public examination of doctoral dissertation, and assessment and grading of doctoral dissertation. So these are the university level documents, and in addition to those, there are faculty-specific additional guidelines that are quite important because postgraduate study right is applied from the faculty, and faculties award the doctoral degrees, so, and therefore the faculties have quite many faculty-specific rules and regulations that are important to know. The structure of the graduate school has three levels. There's one university graduate school that steers the implementation of doctoral training in faculties, and there are 7 faculty doctoral schools, one in each faculty, and 19 doctoral programs that implement doctoral training, and around 1,700 doctoral students in those doctoral programs. So each doctoral student belongs to one doctoral program, one faculty doctoral school, and to the university graduate school. Okay, then we move to the things to consider section. At the beginning of your doctoral studies, you are required to make a postgraduate study plan. And that is quite important plan. And what you should think about when you are preparing is your career aspirations. Because university offers lots of opportunities for gaining new skills and experience. And you need to know what you want, what kind of skills you will need in your future career. The most important content of the study plan is dissertation and the discipline-specific studies. The core of doctoral training is advancement of knowledge through original research. But you will also need research skills to carry out your research, that is research methods, for example, research ethics, how to apply research funding, and so on. And you will need communication skills to enable the visibility and impact of your research. Academic writing and presenting and popularizing science, media skills, that kind of skills. And the university offers a lot of opportunities for practicing and getting experience. So you can practice, for example, your pedagogical skills or your leadership skills, or you can engage in different development activities and get experience already during your doctoral studies. And from these skills and experiences, you will build your professional identity that should reflect your career aspirations. Establish relationship with your supervisors. You will need some support during your doctoral studies, and it's good to have good working relationship with your supervisor. The supervision of doctoral student includes regular guidance by the supervisor, but also support of the follow-up group, teaching, study guidance, opportunity to discuss both doctoral career prospects and opportunity to participate in the activities of the university community. So if you want to have, for example, teaching experience during your doctoral studies, you should discuss it with your supervisor and with the head of the department and let them know that you are interested and available, that you can give a lecture about your study or maybe supervise some coursework or help in supervising undergraduate students or something like that. So make sure that you have a supervision document that is prepared together with your supervisor in the beginning of your doctoral studies and a follow-up group, and get to know the responsibilities of the doctoral student supervisor and follow-up group. There's a document that helps you to understand what is expected from you and what you can expect from your supervisor and from the follow-up group. Then, manage your dissertation work. According to the degree regulations of the University of Jyväskylä, each doctoral student is entitled to an adequate amount of guidance and counseling. The author, however, bears the primary responsibility for the completion and quality of the dissertation. And it's lots of responsibility. And it's very important to remember responsible conduct of research at every step. When you plan your research, when you conduct your research, when you write your dissertation. Because at the end, there will be examination. There's pre-examination and public examination. Very, very careful and critical examinations. Your dissertation will be public and the defense will be public. And whatever you do during the journey, whatever choices you make, you have to be able to justify them at the end. And in the orientation material, there are several ethical guidelines and principles that will help you in following the responsible conduct of research. Then, be prepared to publish. As doctoral students, you carry out research, you are researchers, and generally all researchers are expected to publish their results. Because results are not worth much if nobody knows about them. Publishing your results is important for your research career, especially if you are planning on continuing your career in science as postdocs. You will need publications to get a good postdoctoral position. Your co-authors will want you to publish, or maybe you won't have any co-authors if you are not planning on publishing because your co-authors want publications. Publications are important for the university. University gets a proportion of its public funding from publications. And you should publish your results for the research community, for other researchers who carry out research in the same field as you are, for the advancement of the knowledge. And you should publish your research for the society. Researchers are accountable towards the society. Finnish universities are publicly funded, and we should show that we use the taxpayers' money wisely and responsibly and efficiently. So all researchers should ensure the dissemination and exploitation of their results. And there are many different options for how to publish your results. For doctoral students, it's the scientific publications that are the most important. Scientific articles, if you are preparing an article dissertation and make it maybe a scientific book if you want to publish your monograph dissertation. Get to know your study and research environment. In addition to your most immediate environment at the department, it's good to know that university has a strategy. There are different policies and principles that steer the operations in the university. There are rules and regulations that we all must follow. It's good to know the research facilities and infrastructures and what kind of opportunities they offer for you. And it's important to stay informed, to know the internal communication channels, which email lists to join and which web pages to follow and which meetings to attend and so on. Also, the university offers research support services. For example, the services of the university library can be quite useful already in the very beginning of doctoral studies. Everything becomes a little bit easier when you know your environment. Then, build up an ability to tolerate uncertainty. Uncertainty is one of the most stressful things in doctoral training. There are several sources of uncertainty, and therefore it's unavoidable, I would say. At some point, you will face uncertainty, and you have to cope with it. For example, your research. You make a research plan, but it may happen that everything doesn't go as planned, because research is about creating new knowledge, and researchers often they try new things, new methods and approaches and designs, and they use materials that haven't been used before for that purpose. So it may happen that it doesn't work as planned, and then you may lose some time, but you can modify your research plan or change it. That is fine. Also, university as environment, it's not very stable, at least when it comes to people. because mobility is so important part of research work. So people tend to come and go. It may happen that your supervisor or some other key person decides to move to another university or to another country. And then you just have to find ways to communicate from the distance and continue the cooperation. Acquiring funding is often a struggle. If you have a 4 years funding guaranteed at the beginning of your doctoral studies, you are very lucky. It's much more common that doctoral student has funding for 1 year or maybe 2 years, and then he or she has to apply for more funding, and you can't be sure if you will get any. That can be stressful. An academic career in general, it is a competitive one. There's continuous competition for positions and for research funding, for example. So these uncertainties, they are not only typical for doctoral training, but for academic career in general. So if you are planning on having a career in science, becoming a postdoc and maybe a professor someday, then it's important that you can be comfortable with uncertainties and competition. And it will help if you have qualities like dedication, resolution, confidence, stamina, resilience that help you to cope with the uncertainty. Research work is rewarding, but it can be quite hard sometimes. And finally, recognize your rights and responsibilities. This is not always easy because doctoral students have different roles in the university. All doctoral students are students. They apply for admission to doctoral studies and they get a right to pursue postgraduate studies, and that makes them postgraduate students. And there are rights and responsibilities that follow from that. For example, the annual registration, that is something that you have to do because you are students. Then all doctoral students are researchers in a sense that they carry out dissertation work, that's research, and that makes them researchers. And from that follows rights and responsibilities. For example, the responsible conduct of science. That is something that is expected from you because you are a researcher. Then some doctoral students can be staff members. If you have applied for a doctoral student position and have got the position, you have been taken in an employment relationship with the university and you become a staff member. And from that follows nice benefits like the occupational health care, but also lots of responsibilities. Because employee is accountable towards the employer, the university. Another option for funding your doctoral studies is to apply for research grant. And that makes you a grant researcher. You are not in an employment relationship with the university. There's more freedom. But there are requirements and conditions of the funder. When you receive the research grant, you become responsible for using that grant for the purpose that you applied it for. And then there's a large group of part-time doctoral students who are not in an employment relationship with the university, and there's no need for a research grant either because these people often they have jobs somewhere outside the university and they carry out doctoral studies in their free time. So there's less responsibilities, more freedom, but there may be a challenge of how to integrate in the university community. So these were my tips for you. Thank you for listening and enjoy your doctoral studies in the University of Jyväskylä.